Okay, it's 7 o'clock, and thanks for tuning in to, or staying tuned, of course, since you're already listening to this wonderful programming we have going on this Sunday evening here on WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And today, we are going to be listening, you and I are going to be listening to all kinds of great classics out of the area of the planet called Asia. We're going to start off with some Chinese music done by a singer who I believe was from Singapore, named Ervina. And this is a real funky, I think, remake of a Western pop song. That's just a beautiful rendition. And I hope you enjoy the show. This is If Music Could Talk. And here we go. This is Ervina and the Stylers backing band. That was Ervina with the Stylers, famous backing group, instrumental group out of Hong Kong, the Stylers. And we're going to hear another one by Ervina, this time backed by Charlie and his boys. And this is a song, you might know this one, it's called Black Superman, done by Ervina.
This here story of Cassius Clay, who changed his name to Muhammad Ali. He knows how to talk and he knows how to fight, and all the containers were beat out of sight. Sing Muhammad, Muhammad Ali. He floats like a butterfly and stings like a bee. Me if you can. He said
每当我对你看一眼，就好 好像看到春天。春天，盼到那春天把你恋，每当我对你看一眼，就好像感到春天，盼春天，每年我都盼春天，盼春天把你恋，恋你在心间，我每年都在盼春天。春天把你恋，每当我对你看一眼，就好像感到春天，就好像感到春天。
Yeah, that's some kind of a go-go style spy side.Sci-fi spy surf music sounds out of China from the 60s. And this guy, I can't even remember what his name was, and I definitely can't read the cover, I'm sorry. But I know that the cover features this guy with a very extreme haircut, sort of pompadour style. He looks really cool, but he's peering out of the pupil of an eyeball with these rays of light coming out of it. And I think he's a spy. I'm not sure, though. We're going to shift over out of China into Indonesia next. And you're listening to Musical Talk. And this next artist is Teti Kadi, one of my favorites. And she's got a great voice, and she's backed here by the band The Strangers. And the song is, this I think is Petualang Cinta. And you'll just have to enjoy it. I hope you do. Thank you.
seperti semula. Ku tak mau terikat lagi seperti saat ini.
Really lovely song by Teti Kadi, and I read the wrong song title. That was Teti Kadi, singer out of Indonesia, backed by the band The Strangers, and that was actually Ingin Kebebasan. Kebebasan. Ingin Kebebasan. Don't know what that means. I'll find out for you, though. Stay tuned. Here's another one by Teti Kadi. Kubenci Dirimu is this next one, and this time it's the band Fornada. Teti Kadi from her album Mimpi Sidi.
La 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 sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you? You don't know what you're missing.
Yeah, that was another one by Teti Kadi. We actually had four and a half in a row there, and then one Beatles song thrown in there too, just because the Beatles were, you know, immensely influential throughout the whole world at this time period, but particularly in those parts of the world, Singapore, Indonesia, Malaysia, as I'm finding out through research and hearing more of this music, they were really just struck by the Beatles just as much as we were over here. And, that sound sort of got mixed in with all the other stuff going on in Indonesia and Malaysia and Singapore at those times. So through the Beatles in there, song Nowhere Man. And that was from Yesterday and Today, the Beatles. And we also heard Teti Kadi. Just now we heard the song Teti Kadi, which was more traditional dangdut style. Siapa pernah jatuh cinta. And then also heard a song before the Beatles song, Teti Kadi Asmara, with the band The Favorites. We also heard Teti Kadi Kibenji Dirimu with the band Fornada. So you're up to date. It's 7:30. And if you want any more information about this music, we'll be traveling throughout Southeast Asia and other parts into India throughout this next half hour and maybe into the next hour after that. But you're listening to Musical Talk, and I think this is going to be a fun show. It's kind of drizzly out there tonight, so as I mentioned to a few of my friends earlier, tonight is a perfect evening to like make a pot of oolong tea, curl up in front of your radio, and enjoy some of this more traditional, well, at least less dance club oriented stuff than I have been playing in previous weeks. So this is more of like the intellectual side of If Music Talk or something like that, but still groovy stuff, and you're allowed to dance to this stuff too, of course. Just doesn't have that four on the floor rhythm that I was doing last week. So anyway, what do we have next? Answer my own question. Let's see. Up next is this is another artist out of Indonesia, Emilia Contessa. I've played her many, many times also on the show. Just love her. Love her voice and love the compositions, often written by other people, but she just does a great job and a very soulful artist. So this track, I got to keep checking because sometimes my eyes get crossed trying to read these song titles. But this is Nasihat Nenek, written by A. Rianto, and that's a well-known Indonesian composer. This is Emilia Contessa from the Penasaran LP. And thanks to the caller for calling in. I'm glad someone out there is appreciating this music as much as I do. So stay tuned. Emilia Contessa up next here on It Musical Talk. Love.
kawan, aku punya sebuah cerita. Cerita dari dua insan yang berbeda. Memang macam-macam keinginan seseorang selalu memilih yang berlawanan dengannya. Si pendek ingin punya istri yang tinggi besar, dengan harapan kalau capek bisa menggendong. Si jangkung ingin punya istri yang kecil mungil, dengan harapan kalau nangis kuat menggendong. Dengar kawan, aku punya sebuah cerita. Cerita dari dua insan yang berbeda. Memang macam-macam keinginan seseorang selalu memilih yang berlawanan dengannya. Si pendek ingin punya istri yang tinggi besar, dengan harapan kalau capek bisa menggendong. Si jangkung ingin punya istri yang kecil mungil, dengan harapan kalau nangis kuat menggendong.
Oh, and just one more by Emilio Contessa here. Yeah, and you'll notice that Moog synthesizers and mellotrons and all those things were nothing out of the ordinary in Indonesian music in the 60s and 70s. You hear lots of wild sounds in the background, usually with those more, even the more traditional rhythms that they're singing over. There's always some keyboards jumping out of nowhere. We're going to stay in Indonesia for the next maybe two songs and then move over into the Philippines and, as I said, maybe into some older, more traditional, classical, old is good, old is gold, they say. So that's coming up, but Eli Kasim is up next and one of the other greatest Indonesian vocalists that I just love so much. This song would be Sansaro Badan. This is Eli Kasim in Hong Kong. So it was an Indonesian singer recording in Hong Kong with a group called The Steps. So here we go. And check WIR.org for the set list. Sansaro Badan by Eli Kasim.
Jiko jadi udah ke Jambi, jiko jadi udah ke Jambi. Jiko udah mungkin jo janji, tari membarasia, tari membarasia lah si ujung pisau. Sansaro bada, sansaro bada, anak gagah tujuh salah pas, anak gagah tujuh salah pas, hingga batengge, hingga batengge lah si lima mani. Sansaro bada, sansaro bada. Sadang makan, kok taraga di sadang makan. Ambillah piring, ambillah piring, tangkuanglah tangi. Sansaro bada, sansaro bada. Udah ke Jambi, jiko jadi udah ke Jambi. Bokan nambo, bokan nambo lah si buali mau. Sansaro bada, sansaro bada, jiko udah hai mungkin jo janji, jiko udah mungkin jo janji. Tari mau barasia, tari mau barasia lah si ujung pisau. Sansaro bada, sansaro bada. Running.
hay yokullah hari. Ey kudaklar. Hai kudaku lari, kudaku lari gagah berani. Hai yokullah hari. Hai kudaku lari, kudaku lari kencang rasa hati.
Amazing. Eli Kassim. That was the same song that you heard Emilia Contessa singing just a little bit earlier, Kudaku Lari. So we're going to hear one by Oma Irama, controversial and pretty amazing artist. Legendary is the best word to use for him. And wrote a lot of music for films, Oma Irama. And let's see. He's basically kind of like the Bob Marley of Indonesia. I hate doing comparisons like that, though. But he's a bad man. So look out. Bad meaning good, of course. Oma Irama, and the song is Santai, Film Guitar Tua. On It Music Talk.
Thank you.
R.H. Oma Irama, as I said before, legendary Indonesian guitar hero, of course. From the 70s, that was Santai. And it's almost 8 o'clock. Thanks for listening to If Music Could Talk on WRIR LP 97.3 FM.
Lamang kita huwag kang magalit Sinusubok ko lang naman ang iyong pag-ibig Alam mo bang kahit sino'y di ka ipagpapalit Pag-ibig ko'y iyong iyo hanggang langit Manalig kang mahal kita Kaya pawiin ang dusa at huwag ka nang mangamba Ikaw lamang walang iba Ang nagdulot sa puso ko ng ligaya Binibiro lamang kita huwag kang magalit Sinusubok ko lang naman ang iyong pag-ibig Alam mo bang kahit sino'y di ka ipagpapalit Pag-ibig ko'y iyong iyo hanggang langit Manalig kang mahal kita Kaya pawiin ang dusa at huwag ka nang mangamba Ikaw lamang walang iba Ang nagdulot sa puso ko ng ligaya Thank you. kita huwag kang magalit. Sinusubok ko lang naman ang iyong pag-ibig. Alam mo bang kahit sino'y di ka ipagpapalit, pag-ibig ko'y iyong iyo hanggang langit. Manalig kang mahal kita, kaya pawiin ang dusa at huwag ka nang mangamba. Ikaw lamang, walang iba ang nagdulot sa puso ko ng ligaya. Iyong iyo hanggang langit. Ako'y nananahi at wala ka pa, puso ko'y nananabik na makita ka. Lagi nang nagsisikip at kumakaba ang dibdib kong sa pagsuyo'y may balisa. Ang aking dasal sa bawat saglit ay singhaba ng sinulid. Nang ikaw man lang sana'y magbalik sa dating kasuyo mong walang langit. Ang aking dasal sa bawat saglit ay singhaba ng sinulit. Nang ikaw man lang sana'y magbalik sa dating kasuyo mong walang langit. Kung ako'y nalulumbay sa tulad kong sawi, ang pananahi ay aliwan ko bawat sandali. Kung sakaling puso mo'y maging akin muli, pag-ibig ay buhay at awit ng mananahi. Sana'y magbalik sa dating kasuyo mong walang langit. Kung ako'y nalulumbay sa tulad kong sawi, ang pananahi ay aliwan ko bawat sandali. Kung sakaling puso mo'y maging akin muli, pag-ibig ay buhay at awit ng mananahi.
All right, we're going to switch it up again. And this time, it's some really cool music out of Japan. And it comes from a three-record compilation, which is complete with narrations between songs that tell a little bit about the artists. And it's all in Japanese, and I have no idea who this is, but it's pretty cool stuff. Classic Japanese pop music here. Real classic. Meaning kind of old also.
昭和30年には17歳の女学生歌手島倉千代子がデビューいたしました。
花青い花この世
蕾のままに散る乙女の初恋の花。
戦後10年、我が国は険しい苦しみの旅路を越えてたくましく復興してまいりました。民間放送やテレビの出現は流行歌の世界を一層美しく輝かしく飛躍させてくれたと申せましょう。昭和30年から32、3年にかけて流行した歌にしばらくは耳をお貸しくださいませ。
達者だね。ロマ高こんでいつかいつしか東京のおめえたち二人の話にゆんべもふけたよ。早っこ早っこ田舎へ帰ってこ。東京ばかりがなんでいいものか。
世界の踊り二人の夢のあの歌、口笛吹こう声と冬の あんな人好きじゃなかったんだもの。修道院へ入るなんてバカね、あの人。だけどなんだってこの胸がこんなに。やっぱりあの人。そんなことないわ、そんなこと。
Sort of a ominous soundingplot going on there, subplot, who knows. I think that was probably from a movie. But that takes you back, I think, maybe even to the 40s with that last one. And there was some boogie-woogie sounds in there from Japan. And also, I think before that, maybe a little bit more recent 50s sound and stuff. But all classic pop music out of Japan. And now we're going to shift over on If Music Could Talk here on WIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. We're going to shift over to Korea now. And here, this is one of the greatest, I would say, sort of rebel rocker pop artists ever out of Korea. But there were quite a few of them, and we're going to play several different artists out of Korea in this next hour here. Start off, though, with Shin Jong-hyun and The Men. Great name for a band, by the way. The Men. Love that. This is a whole album side here, so we're only going to play the first little bit of this one. But this is one of his rock opera orchestra extended pieces here. And it's really psychedelic. So hope you enjoy it. And here we go. Shin Jong-hyun and The Men.
Thank you. 지키랴 침략의 무리들이 노리는 저곳 너와 내가 아니면 누가 이으랴 남북으로 끊어진 별의 빛을 속에 조금은 산다 아
땀을요 싸워 지킨 그 아들이여 전우여 굳게 서줘 내 교회를 위해
Yeah, that's the sound of a vinyl record with the needle scraping at the end. Sorry. That was Shin Jung-hoon, and that was the group at that time, later on, was Music Power. And just a little side note about this particular artist. He started his musical career when he played guitar at a U.S. Army base in Seoul in the 50s. I'm reading from an interview from Herald Week from 1998. Played guitar at a U.S. Army base in Seoul in the 50s. He liked rock because it had a strong beat and contained elements of blues and country music. Rock and roll is all the more appealing to him because it began as a revolt against the establishment in the 60s, he added. On his 40th anniversary as a musician last year, this was 1998, Shin received a tribute album from a young Korean rock musician, the first in Korean musical history. The young musicians, who included Shin's three sons, also held a concert in his honor. Shin said he hopes young Korean musicians will create their own music that has emotional depth and inner strength. Quote, "Our traditional music may sound too simple, but if you listen to it again and again, you will feel its depth," he said. "We need to establish our own culture before jumping to adopt Western culture." And a little more history about Shin Jung-hoon. Until the mid-70s, he wrote hit songs and trained singers like Kim Chu-ja, Jang Hyun and the Pearl Sisters, who rose to stardom with his songs. But his musical career plunged into the abyss when he refused to write a song praising President Park Chung-hee, who took power in a 1961 military coup in Korea. I guess that's South Korea. He was subsequently placed on a surveillance list. Police officers harassed him, questioned him about what kind of music he was writing and playing, prevented him from holding live concerts, and even cut his long hair short. He was constantly trailed by plainclothes policemen. So he actually stopped performing and playing for years and years and years, and I actually saw an even more recent interview with him saying he was a little bit disillusioned after having to wait that long into his 50s or 60s to start playing again. So I don't know if he's active at this point, but definitely a very important figure in Korean pop and revolutionary music. That's Shin Jung-hoon. And you can find more information on him. I'll post a link to this interview on WRAR.org. It's 8:30. Thanks for listening. Actually, another note about that last little track that sounded like a national anthem. I think it was one of the marching band national anthems. Sort of a tongue-in-cheek kind of a jab at the government, actually, that he included that on his Music Power album that was known for being so psychedelic and experimental and controversial, this particular artist. So, cool guy, to say the least. And up next, we're going to hear another group out of Korea. This is Sanurim, and this is from their fifth album. It's a red cover. They numbered their albums. They were kind of like a punk garage band from late 70s. So, Sanurim on If Musical Talk. Thanks for listening.
Silto가 땅 위에 나지랑이 실같이 피어올라 호랑 나비 따라 닫힌만 활짝 열고 산 너머로 가고파 나무 그늘에 앉아 포도 하나를 두 알 정겨운 얘기 오가며 아라리 연근을 사랑 어느덧 서산에 기울어 아쉬운 듯 일어나 포도밭 위로 앞을 나오면 지저귀는 새소리 어둠이 서서히 내리며 내팔은 그대 손이 별빛 하얗게 내리면 아라리 연근은 사랑
Two tracks by Sanurim, and I'm going to read some more about this group, a most famous group from South Korea, known as a very naughty rock band. I'm quoting from this page here on the web. Very naughty. Most Korean rock specialists say, I'm quoting, that Sanurim's music is not connected with previous Korean rock groups. One day they just appeared on the Korean rock scene. They are brothers. Kim Chang-won is the group leader. And the eldest brother, Kim Chang-hoon, is the second eldest bass guitar player. The youngest brother is Kim Chang-ik, and he was a drummer. They were born from a rich family in Seoul, and they could buy. Thanks to that, they could buy the necessary rock instruments. In 1977, there was a student song contest, and they were interested in the contest and joined a fell off the main contest, but they actually didn't follow it through to the completion, but discovered that they were confident as a group. And their band name was originally A Muli, which means be not different. The band renamed itself Sanurim, which means the mountain echo. So they're real cool, and I'll post a link to that page on them. Just so amazing that there's actually information out there now in English about these cool bands. So check it out on WRIR.org under Musical Talk. I've just posted that link. And let's see what we have in store next. Well, I should let you know that always at the last minute here, I got to plan out a little better. Always should let you know that WRIR thanks RVA Magazine for its underwriting support. RVA Magazine is a free monthly publication providing coverage and of Richmond's art and music scene, while offering editorials and opinions about the events, people, and happenings of our awesome town. RVA is available at many local coffee houses, bookstores, and retail locations throughout the city. RVA Magazine is on Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter, and at rvamag.com. So we're going to play some Kinks up next here, and just stay tuned. There will be Indian, classic Indian golden hits from the 40s, 50s, and 60s coming up in just a little bit. Well, we only got 15 more minutes, so we'll play a couple older songs from India to finish it out. So thanks for listening tonight, and hope you have a wonderful Sunday evening.
Every night I feel so Tum प्यासे प्यासे मेरे नयन तेरे ही ख्वाब में खो गए ऐसी रिमझिम में ओ सजन प्यासे प्यासे मेरे नयन तेरे ही ख्वाब में खो गए जब जब छाई अखियों